Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Fadli Yawm al-Jumu'ati wa wujubiha wal-ikhtisali laha wal-tibi wal-tabkiri ilayha wal-du'ai yawm al-Jumu'ati wa salatu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa fihi bayanu sa'ati al-ijabati wa istihbabi ikthari dhikrillahi ta'ala ba'da al-Jumu'ati. The chapter on the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah. It's obligation, in other words, being necessary to perform Jumu'ah, performing ghusl, applying itr, going early for the Jumu'ah Salah, the clarification and explanation of the time of acceptance of du'as, and the encouragement to remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance after Jumu'ah also. So Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, today is the day of Jumu'ah also, so this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah has great, great significance in Islam. It is a day when the Muslims gather together, and it has been referred to as the day of the Eid of Muslims. Those who pass away on this day will be saved from the punishment of the grave. This is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving this day additional greatness. In other words, additional virtue of this particular day, the day of Jumu'ah. The person that happens to pass away on the day of Jumu'ah, there will be no punishment in the grave. So therefore you find that the pious of the past, they would make dua. One special dua of theirs that they would make, and the pious also of today, we must also make this dua, that, oh Allah, give us maut on the day of Jumu'ah. A very great thing. However, if a person for whatever reason doesn't pass away on the day of Jumu'ah, doesn't mean that he's not a good person or not a great person. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes it such that those great people, Allah Ta'ala gives them also the day of Jumu'ah. Anyway, in Jannah also, this day will be a very great day. The day of Jumu'ah will also be a great day, like how it's a great day in this world, it will also be a great day in Jannah. This day will be called Yawmul Mazid, the day of increase, because the people of Iman will be blessed with the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Jumu'ah. And they will receive more bounties on it than any other days. Various forms of worship have been stipulated for this day, as to recite certain surahs, to recite certain adhkar, etc., durood, etc., on this day has been prescribed. So this day has been given special virtue. قال الله تعالى فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. In Surah Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala mentions that when the Salah has been completed, disperse in the land, seek from Allah Ta'ala's bounty, and then they immediately after وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. Remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly so that you may be successful. Find muhaddithin, when they bring a chapter, then they try and substantiate the chapter first by ayat of Quran. So ya Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has brought this ayat of the Quran to substantiate and prove the importance of the day of Jumu'ah and the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah. So the first hadith, we'll do one hadith for today. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها رواه مسلم. حضرة أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the best day on which the sun has risen is Friday. On this day Adam عليه السلام was created. On it, in other words, on the day of Jumu'ah, he was admitted into Jannah. And on this day, on the day of Friday, he was removed from it. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif. Simple explanation on this hadith. His other narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also refer to this day, as this great day, as the Sayyidul Ayyam. And it is stated that this day is greater in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than even the two Eids. Some ulama of the virtue that the day of Arafah is more virtuous than this day, the day of Jumu'ah. So some ulama say that the day of Arafah is greater, and other ulama say that the day of Jumu'ah is greater. So how do they reconcile between the two? They say the best, the greatest day as far as the whole year is concerned is the day of Arafah, the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah. And the greatest day as far as the week is concerned is the day of Jumu'ah. So this is a very great day, it's a very auspicious day. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the creation of Adam alayhi salam on this day of Jumu'ah makes it virtuous, because it was the beginning of the noblest of Allah Ta'ala's creation, Ashraful Makhlukat. Allah Ta'ala has created on this day, his admittance, in other words, Adam alayhi salam going into Jannah was on this day. It makes his virtuous because the honor of having Allah Ta'ala's greatest, noblest of creation entering Jannah on this day. However, we find that the last part of the hadith says, وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا, that Adam alayhi salam was removed from Jannah on this day. So here there is discussion on this part. Some of the ulama say that his removal from Jannah also makes his day virtuous because the objective of the creation of mankind was to populate this world, and it was a means, by Adam alayhi salam coming into this world, it was a means of many, many pious people coming into creation, many Anbiya alayhi salam, many, many righteous souls, the pride of Allah Ta'ala's creation, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming into this world. The starting point was Adam alayhi salam coming into this world. So that is why that this particular day is also made great because of Adam alayhi salam coming into this world. Other ulama of the opinion that the mere fact, not the fact that what came afterwards, the mere fact that this particular day was chosen for this event, that in itself shows the greatness of this day and the significance of the day of Jumu'ah. The Mawlana Badri Alam Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, he used to live in Medina Sharif, he passed away. He used to give advice, especially to people that are staying in non-Muslim countries, Muslim minorities like ourselves. He would give this advice and he would say that this day of Jumu'ah, this Friday, is a very important, very special day. And when you're staying in non-Muslim countries, then this day is not demarcated as a holiday generally. Sunday is a holiday, Saturday is a holiday. But the day of Friday is not demarcated as a holiday. So he would say, what you do in that event, in this case, is you still make this day of Friday a very special day. So if you're cooking the best food of the week, cook it on a Friday. You're dressing your children up in the best kurta, in the best clothes, etc. Dress them up on this Friday. And if you're giving your children spending in the whole week, if you're choosing one day to give spending, give it on a Friday. Let that Friday be a very special day. So the children also looking forward to this Friday. The public is also looking forward to this Friday. Everyone is looking forward. So the ahmiyat in the respect of a Friday stays there. Otherwise, everyone will be looking forward to the Saturday and looking forward to the Sunday. Sunday now becomes the great day and becomes the main day. This is actually the great day for the Christians. And the Jews are, it's Saturday. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the Muslims come first. He's given us Friday. So to look forward to the Friday and so much action from the barakat of Friday, even you find that in the Western world, the secular world, everywhere, the whole world, everybody talks about today is Friday, it's a busy day, traffic, Friday. So many things are happening. Malaika moving also in the sky. People are moving in the earth. Malaika taking the station there at the masajid at the doors, waiting to see who is coming, keeping the register of those people that are coming early to the masajid. So a lot of action is there on a Friday. So therefore we should appreciate that this is a Mubarak day and treat it as a Mubarak day. So this was the advice that he would give. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahab, he mentioned that in the old days in the madrasa, the holiday, the chutti used to be on a Saturday afternoon to Sunday evening. However, when his Ustad Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, came to South Africa on two occasions, so he just asked, he just made ishara, chutti kab hai, when is the holiday, when is the weekend? And the Mufti Sahab mentioned Saturday, Sunday. So he said, "Theek." He said, the next time when he came again, he asked me the same question, when is the chutti? He said, when he asked it for the second time, now I realized that he wasn't too happy that we're giving Saturday and Sunday that importance. So he said, immediately from there on, I made mashura with the ustads, and we changed it to the Friday, and I realized that Hazrat was much happier that we're giving it a special importance. This Friday now becomes a holiday. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. See how the great people think, the pious people think. They don't just look at it as another day to make money and make business and go for Jummah and carry on with life, eat dal and rice and carry on. They make it a very special day. So we should also try and make it a special day, try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the race of the pious on a Friday. And who can read more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we should try and read Suratul Kahf, encourage the family to recite Suratul Kahf, especially in the times of fitna. So we should make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Come early for the Jummah Salah. Prepare from now, mentally start preparing from now for the Jummah Salah. Then a person will be early. If he's mentally prepared, automatically he'll take his bath, he'll change, he'll come early for Salah, so long as that mental preparation starts early. And the last thing is, we shouldn't waste the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that most likely du'as that are accepted on a Friday is accepted in this period between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.